Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. My name's Nancy Smith. I'm the executive director at the Western New York Land Conservancy. This morning, we have joined together to celebrate partnership, innovation, and Let's Go Buffalo. For several years, the Western New York Land Conservancy has been working in partnership with Silo City to give Mother Nature a boost. Our ecologist has been scouring the wild places across Western New York looking for seeds of native plants. These plants have evolved over thousands of years to bring just the right habitat for butterflies and songbirds. Here at Silo City, Josh Smith, who's in the back, maybe you can talk to him later, has been doing amazing things. He's creating compost, and he also has a greenhouse that he says I get to see afterwards, where he's taking the seeds of those native plants and growing them up for us. Many of those are planted over by Duende and down along the Buffalo River, and some of them are also planted at our Stella Niagara Preserve up in Lewiston. So thanks to Jennifer Zeitler and Let's Go Buffalo, we have a new partner and a new tool in our toolbox to help enhance wildlife habitats in places where Mother Nature could really use a hand staging a comeback. The first place that I witnessed goats attacking invasive plants was actually at the Presidio. It's a national park in San Francisco. But now, goatscaping has become more widespread across the country, and thanks to Jennifer's bold decision to launch a new business, this is the second year that they've been available in Western New York. These goats are not only adorable, they're also important. They're tipping the balance towards a more diverse ecosystem. The result will be beauty and color in the landscape, new homes for butterflies, improved water quality, and a stronger web of life. It's a great investment. Besides, it's really fun to see the goats doing their work right in the heart of our city. The Land Conservancy hopes to be a neighbor of Silo Cities across the river with the river line, right across the winding banks of our magnificent Buffalo River. Jennifer's experiences at Silo City will jump us ahead on the learning curve about what is feasible in a landscape with a long history of industry. Last week, the Land Conservancy had some exciting news. We became official members of the Highline Network. Like this pilot project, that's all about joining with others to learn best practices in creating more resilient landscapes in service of adding vibrancy and value to our Western New York community. The Land Conservancy has had a few other important partners in this journey. A few moments ago, I mentioned our magnificent Buffalo River. In the not too distant past, we would not perhaps have referred to it in such glowing terms. Our next speaker has played a pivotal role in both cleaning up the Buffalo River and in creating the renaissance that is underway along our waterfront and in our community. Congressman Brian Higgins has championed the river line since day one, recognizing that it is aligned with our shared values for a healthier environment access to nature and the river, and expanded opportunities for every member of our Western New York community. There couldn't be a better way to celebrate that connection than having you here with us today. Please join me in applauding our Congressman Brian Higgins. Thank you. Yes. Oh, wait, we're gonna wipe this off first.
Okay, so. All right, great.
I'm gonna do all the rules. There you go, sir.
All set?
Yep.
All right. First of all, to Nancy Smith for her vision and her hard work in making this project a reality. As you know, this project has been recognized nationally because of the effort that went into this, the professionalism. Now we got to get it built. And I believe strongly that the federal government will be a major partner in helping to make this a reality, to make this something tangible. But that it's gotten this far with as much public support is directly attributed to Nancy and her vision and that of the Western New York Land Conservancy for all the great work that they were doing. But we want to see this to its final conclusion. And you have my commitment to give everything I have to help in making you and the Western New York Land Conservancy realize that reality. We're here with Rick Smith, the president of Rigidized Metals, third generation, celebrated 80 years in business a couple of days ago in conjunction with his dad's 90th birthday. And Rick, I often say he's the honorary mayor of Allentown and the Buffalo River. And long before there was an Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, long before there was Canal Side, long before there was anything, there was Rick Smith always promoting the highest and best uses for the land along the Buffalo River, and always raising public awareness, always advocating for good and great things for this community. And he not only makes that commitment, he puts an investment into his conviction that this can be a much, much better place. Nancy had mentioned the remediation efforts of the Buffalo River, $75 million in federal money to clean up the Buffalo River, to restore it from its once polluted industrial state. Nobody thought 10 years ago that that could be cleaned up the way that it has been. And now Great Lakes freighters are gone, and it's replaced by kayaks and canoes and recreational boating. And the next great phase of waterfront development will include this project and more recreational use of the Buffalo River. Silo City, because of Rick's vision, is becoming a very, very unique arts and cultural destination for the great people of this community. And Jennifer, we want to thank you for your creativity and Let's Goats Buffalo, which is wonderful. You know, our nation and our community has been confronted with a lot of challenges over the past 5 months, something we never expected, something that really took a major hit on all of us as a people, as a neighborhood, but also as a nation. But pandemics change people's views of things. In the city of Buffalo, we had a cholera pandemic, actually four waves of it between 1947, 1847, and 1851. But the response was that we would have parks. That was the influence of Frederick Law Olmsted in coming to Buffalo. Olmsted, long before he was a landscape architect, he was a public health worker in the Civil War. And he was also a lead abolitionist and a journalist for what now is the New York Times. But he believed in the healing power of parks, that access to a lot of sunlight and air and trees is good for public health, and that was his influence. The pandemic, the cholera pandemic, because he lost his first son to cholera, and he had this grand vision for Buffalo. This post-pandemic, once we get this thing managed, and we move on to the new reality, will include more green, more bike, and more places for people. More places for people. And this Riverline project is perfectly aligned, as is Silo City, with that great, great vision. And I'm just pleased to be a part of it, and we are going to make this a reality on behalf of everybody in this community. So thank you for including me.
I do want to also acknowledge the critical support that we've received from New York State. As far as that, the importance of our waterfront, the importance of our fresh water, and the role that projects like Silo City and the Riverline play in showcasing our region's natural assets. Funding from New York State Parks is really critical to the next phase of our work. This past few months, we've had submissions from 50 design teams, some of the most incredible teams you can imagine from across the country, and we're working with them to finalize our contract and hope to be able to announce that in the next couple of weeks, so that's a really exciting development. The other news that's been thrilling for us is becoming a member of the Highline Network last week. So it allows us to join, to showcase Buffalo as a national leader in nature and equity. So we're really grateful of recognizing the long view of moving in that direction, but also the baby steps. And I think this is an example of a baby step, what we're learning here with Let's Go Buffalo. So Silo City. I raised three kids here in Western New York. And one of the things that makes me dive out of bed in the morning is I want to make Buffalo cool enough that one of my kids comes back. So right now they're living in Seattle, Boston, and Boulder, Colorado. Last year, two of them visited Western New York. My daughter's significant other had never been here before, so of course we went to Niagara Falls. But on the way back, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and so my short list of things kids need to see is Silo City and Duende. So we went down and you had live jazz music. It was extraordinary. So this place that you're creating, it's authentic. It has art, it has theater, it has Duende, it has kayaking. And one of the things that for us we're so excited about is the language of native plants is spoken here. So thank you so much, Rick. You want to say a few words? First, we have to wipe the mic, but yeah.
Mic control.
Yes, thank you, Nancy. She's another Smith. We've got a lot of Smiths here today, which is great. One of the things that Rigidize did 2 years ago was make a big decision and a big commitment to the ecology of this industrial ground. And Rigidize has 27 acres combined with Silo City, and we have one person, Joshua Smith, who takes care of this. He's the first director of ecology of any manufacturer that I know. So it's really Josh's sort of lead that has become what we can do to heal this particular land. And we've been about healing the land here before Josh was hired, because Josh came to us from Push, and he was beginning this healing with meadows and native plantings for about 4 years. But right now it's great to have Let's Goat, because goats are really good at what they do. So it's very consistent with what Rigidize and Silo City and what Josh's work is, which is really sort of healing this land in a very natural way, instead of, you know, digging up this stuff, carting it somewhere else because it's not quite up to speed. So to Nancy and her works, her great works at Niagara Gorge, to Brian, who's been a great advocate for us in our waterfront for how many terms?
A few
terms. But he's been a great advocate for all of us in Washington for a long, long time. And without his help, we really don't get very far on this Buffalo River and making it a place where my children swim. So thank you.
So Jennifer, thank you so much for working with the Land Conservancy at the Stella Niagara Preserve last year. The goats are in the second year there working on our meadow, enhancing the habitat. Thank you for boldly creating this new business that will help many nonprofits, municipalities, and businesses as we all strive to improve habitat, ecosystem services, and the resiliency of the land that we care for. So it's my pleasure to introduce Jennifer Zeitler from Let's Go Pueblo.
Thank you so much. I will be brief. What I'd like to say is just that sometimes innovation does not mean invention. I would be remiss to think that bringing goats in to help manage native lands would be something new, but it's not. It's age old. What we have here, really coinciding with what Josh is doing here already and what Rigidized Metals has been able to do, which is reimagine. We have to reimagine the spaces that we're living in now, and sometimes that means calling forward old ways and making them new again. And what better place could we possibly be as Let's Go Pueblo than to work with partners like the Western New York Land Conservancy, who not only take on these amazing projects, but they focus on education and helping the rest of us as community members participate and be active in doing our own small part. Being here at Silo City right behind Rigidized Metals to me is so inspiring because it just shows that you can participate in robust commerce and care about your environment. Those two things can go together, and I think sometimes we forget that those things actually pair very, very well. So we are just so grateful to the West New York Land Conservancy, to Congressman Higgins, to Rigidized Metals, Rick Smith, Josh Smith for his hard work here. We're just honored that the animals could come here and do what they naturally do, which is just eat all day, and hopefully make an impact here to help increase biodiversity and support some more native plant species and just keep this method or this effort going because it's just so impressive. And we're just so grateful. We have 6 goats. We have 5 adults and 1 baby. This is what is called a pilot project. So they're on a new monoculture plant here that they've not worked on before. So we get to learn about how many goats would it take to go through what kind of area of mugwort. This plant also happens to be really beneficial for the goats. It's a natural dewormer for them. So while they're doing us a favor by eating through some of this monoculture, the plant is also healing the goats, which is another way that nature is sort of playing a role here. It's a land management effort. So really the goats are here. They're brought in to do what they do best naturally, but we're going to put them in a particular area with the impact of having some of those invasive plants mitigated. We don't talk about eradicating invasives because that's not necessarily always the goal, and it's certainly not always possible. But what we try to do is have the goats go in and naturally help take some of that invasive plant down, which allows native plants to compete. So you'll see, instead of a monoculture, you'll see some biodiversity in there, which is a better support for birds and many other species to thrive in that area, which then bring more pollinator plants, and it's just sort of a one thing leads to another to another. Yeah, so right now we have 2 herds out working, and during a normal summer we would be double booked all summer. So we have 1 herd here at Silo City. We have another herd also being stewarded by the Land Conservancy up at Stella Niagara. So we have 6 goats up there that are working on a meadow restoration. They're working on different invasive species. And they're in the second year there. You already see a difference in the meadow there at Stella Niagara. It's really amazing how just a short period of time introducing old ways of animals grazing really does heal the land. So this particular project where we have it fenced in is approximately 2 weeks, give or take. Hard to assess yet because we haven't done this plant yet, but I'm very impressed with the progress that they're making. When you take a walk over and take a look at the area, you'll see where they have been versus where they are now versus what they're going to be doing, and it's a pretty stark contrast. Right now it's about a quarter of an acre, Josh, would you say? About a quarter of an acre that they're going to go through, and it's very dense, very tall brush, so you can see it's well over their heads. When they first started out in here, you couldn't see where they were, so it's impressive to be able to see that now we can actually walk through that area freely. Yes. Yes. Yeah, so poison ivy is a great example, which we actually have a lot of up at the Stella Niagara Meadow. So that's a tough plant for humans to get in and mitigate. A lot of landscaping companies are not comfortable going in for obvious reasons and taking care of a plant like that. Homeowners struggle with it. It doesn't bother the goats at all, and they actually quite enjoy munching away on that.
We still need extra funding, and one of the things that we had funding last year to do a lot of programming in the community for that was the kind of thing we want to have on the river line when it's open. So that funding has disappeared, but we need funding also for concept and schematic design. So small amounts, large amounts are definitely still needed. There we go. Yeah, but you know, the more 200,000, yeah, for the concept and schematic design and additional funding. Last year, the Blue Fund contributed $250,000 that we got to use on activities, which is so important because a lot of this is about building bridges across diverse communities, and we hate to have the momentum disappear on that front. So, yeah. Yeah. So this concept and schematic design phase is just kicking off now and will be a full year. I know the congressman wants to have things open like a year ago, right? Yeah. So concept and schematic design is the next big push, and that will include a lot of opportunities for members of the community to have input. So thanks for asking. If anyone wants to have an individual interview or go hang out with the goats, we're welcoming you to do that. Thank you so much for being here.
Well done, Jen. Thank you for
thank
Nancy for making all this necessary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.